Bill Schomburg from Columbia, Meriden Hill, God's country. The people of New Hampshire are vehemently opposed to this Northern Pass scheme. I would like to ask the DOE to consider the psychological effects on our citizens if the federal government imposes its will, overriding the beliefs of citizens, local governments, and our state and federal officials. New Hampshire's opposition was first expressed in a letter by Executive Councilor Ray Burton, written in 2010. Councilor Burton, who represents 97 towns and who has been a leader in New Hampshire politics for over 34 years, stated, quote, "I have concluded the negatives of this project as proposed far outweigh the positives." And this year, Councilor Burton again stated his opposition, believing Northern Pass should look to burial along state rights of way. I'd like to mention another letter written early in this campaign against the Northern Pass scheme. It was written by Paula Corliss, who was then in a rest home down country. She began her letter with the following, quote, "This whole transmission line idea is an abomination. The North Country's greatest asset is its people. I ask the DOA to consider what happens to a people when they experience a disregard of their desire to be free of this Hydro-Quebec invasion, and when they witness the overriding of state and federal political leaders by a foreign power and a PSNH alliance. Our citizens understand this scheme. 32 towns through which this transmission corridor might pass voted overwhelmingly at town meeting to oppose this scheme. Individual landowners have refused to sell out, turning down millions of dollars. Rod McAllister stated, quote, "My roots are deeper than your pockets." He and Lynn Placey rejected millions of dollars. And there's a long list of local people right here in this audience who have acted according to their conscience and their sense of heritage rather than greed or ignorance. What are the effects of these patriots when a federal government clears the way for a Canadian company and PSNH CEOs to smash through land, homes, and heritage? In 1982, a similar scheme by Hydro-Quebec tried to push through the North Country. Kenneth Poor, at age 96, wrote against this invasion of what he called God's country. Part of his letter of opposition stated, quote, "When I was a boy, I heard a song, 'Take up your musket and follow the drum.' Here in New Hampshire, we haven't been called up to do that now, but the good citizens will go down in history as those who took up their pens to fight this monster which is threatening at our gates. Let us keep New Hampshire so that those who follow in our footsteps will enjoy it as much as we have." That's the end of Kenneth's letter. I will wrap it up now. In closing, how will our people look upon government if that government tramples the will of its people, placing the will of a corporation's greed above the conscience and heritage and will of its people? I trust the beliefs of Ray Burton, Paula Corliss, the McAllister family, the Placey family, and the list of others who refuse to sell out and who fight against this scheme in the spirit of Kenneth Poor. Look around at the orange in this gathering tonight. I trust them over all the CEOs at Northeast Utilities.